Many modern technologies like phone screens and solar panels depend on a class of metals known as rare earth elements. But mining these elements can harm the environment. North Carolina State University researchers are exploring a greener alternative. Lily Burton reports.
Rare earth elements are not so rare, but they are difficult to mine and isolate. Doing so relies on fossil fuels and creates toxic waste. But these metals make possible technologies that many have come to rely on, like smartphones. They're also used in solar panels and wind turbines that generate cleaner, more sustainable energy.
We're actually kind of destroying the environment to make a green economy to get these metals.
That's Colleen Doherty, a scientist at NC State who's exploring an alternative to the harsh practices of mining rare earth elements.
And plants are actually really quite good at taking up these metals that we need.
In a greenhouse in West Raleigh, Doherty explains that plants absorb a variety of nutrients through their roots, eventually taking them up into their stalks and leaves. She's working with a plant called pokeweed that can grow to be over 10 feet tall with red stalks and purple berries. It can also absorb and take up rare earth elements. Her student, Edmaritz Hernandez-Pagan, explains that the lab grows the pokeweed in acid mine drainage, which is a form of industrial waste.
And it's shown to contain a lot of, like, toxic metals, but also rare elements. And we are basically testing how pokeweed uptakes the rare elements.
Isolating rare earth elements from existing industrial waste instead of creating more waste to mine them is just the kind of low-carbon footprint solution Doherty envisions. But while pokeweed is good at absorbing the rare earth elements, they still need to be extracted and isolated to be used for manufacturing. Doherty says researchers are developing methods to do that.
Right now, the current method of extraction is just to incinerate the plants, and that just contributes to the CO2.
Doherty and her team are collaborating with researchers at Virginia Tech to develop alternatives to burning the plants. She says this work is a long way from providing these elements for our smartphones and solar panels, but she's optimistic.
We came into this as kind of skeptics that this is, you know, unrealistic and not going to happen. And the more we dig into it, the more we're like, wait, this isn't that unrealistic.
Doherty hopes that mining the rare earth elements from this industrial waste might even incentivize efforts to clean up areas the waste has polluted. Lily Burton, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.